What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Now, apparently, somebody decided they were going to start dumping Muslim refugees into South Korea. That's not going all that well. And apparently, South Koreans are very upset at the arrival of the Muslim refugees. Over 500,000 have signed a petition asserting that Muslim migrants don't integrate and they don't want their country to end up like Great Britain or Germany or other places. And apparently the controversy began when an influx of nearly 1,000 asylum seekers from Yemen arrived on the South Korean resort island of Jeju. And they took advantage of a new visa waiver program that allowed people from 186 countries to visit the island without a tourist visa. This led to 950 foreign nationals, mostly from Yemen, arriving as tourists under a one-month permit, but then immediately claiming asylum, a process that can take years while they remain in the country. Now, a big part of the issue here is that the Koreans do have a very, very strong sense of racial identity. So do the Japanese. And as that previous caller was saying, you're going to find that in countries that do well and work well together. And in countries that have become mongrelized, things don't work out all that well. They certainly aren't here. Hungary's Foreign Minister Peter Szijjártó, say that three times fast, basically was being interviewed by BBC and basically is defending Hungary First and reporting on how Hungary passed the Stop Soros law, which criminalizes the support of illegal immigration. Now, we actually have laws on the books here in this country under Title VIII. They're not being enforced. If Trump would start enforcing them, if some of these mayors and governors of these sanctuary cities were given their perp walk and a visit to the courtroom, things might slow down here. All right, so let's talk a little bit about computers. As you know, Facebook has been under scrutiny for some time. And FBI has now joined with the Department of Justice to investigate whether Facebook knew about the Cambridge Analytica data breach 3 years ago and simply did not tell their 71 million affected U.S. users or investors that they may have known about it and that CEO Mark Zuckerberg was possibly not being fully forthcoming in his testimony before Congress earlier this year. Now, a Facebook document dump reveals it shared your data with 52 different companies, some of which are based in China. And they've made the disclosure in a 747-page report it provided to the House Energy and Commerce Committee. And the list features major American tech companies such as Amazon, Apple, and Microsoft, but it includes Chinese firms such as Alibaba, Huawei, Lenovo, Op, and TCL, the last four of which have been flagged by U.S. intelligence as national security threats. Now, in the report, Facebook claims they've severed data access partnerships with 38 of the 52 companies. Eight more partnerships, including with Nokia, Samsung, and Yahoo, are to be discontinued by the end of October. Facebook said that six partnerships with Alibaba, Amazon, Apple, Mozilla, Opera, and Toby would continue. Now, there are a lot of people who are investors in Facebook, top executives at Facebook, and they're out there saying it's time for Mark Zuckerberg to go because he's really seriously harmed the Facebook brand on top of all the censorship. And they think it's time he stepped down. Not like he needs to work for a living anymore. Meanwhile, claims of an expanded federal probe into the Cambridge Analytica scandal wiped $12 billion off Facebook's value at the stock market. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Dave in Missouri. Aloha, Dave. Welcome to the show. I understand you dropped your phone.
Well, I don't know. I think Mike hung up on me. I mean, you know, your guy. No, yeah, I'm in and out. So, Zuckerberger told a lie to Congress. These thieves, Mike, what are we going to do, man? How is humanity to survive? This was our, you know, where I was going with our conversation earlier. What are we going to give to our grandchildren? These thieves, they have such an appetite. They don't stop. And they own the law. They own the government. You know, that's why we have Made in China. You know, that's why there's no jobs in anybody's hometown anymore. That's why your children have no future. They're getting raped over college, and there's no job.
Yep.
Right. I mean, at a certain point, you know, I mean, we've talked this to death, brother. You know?
What my solution is? I mean, let's be honest. The United States is an empire in serious, serious decline. You can see that just walking down the street and looking at the infrastructure.
Well, because
our economy is very fragile.
But dude, it doesn't have to be that way. It does not have to be that way. People are fools. People are led to slaughter by their own greed. It does not have to be that way. And you and I know that, but we can't stop it. You know, not one of us can turn a car around, at the Walmart entrance. None of us can stop somebody from dropping a dollar, that destroys their children's future. We can't. So, man, I mean, you got a hell of a job, brother. I just want to say, folks, please support RBN. Mike, I love you. This news today that you brought us, man, I don't know. I mean, what are we to do? How can we best this? They have us. They put the hook in our cheek. We've taken it. We've taken the bait and run. What are we going to do now, man?
Well, again, I don't think there's anything that we can do, at least not peacefully and legally and nonviolently, and I'm not going to go down the Maxine Waters route here. But again, I'm seeing a lot of parallels between the present United States and the former Soviet Union, not to mention ancient Rome. And I do think it's going to come crashing down, and we're going to have
this is more personal. Because these are our families. This is our children, our grandchildren, RBN. Don't you hear me? These are our children, America. These are ours. And if we don't provide for them, you failed your responsibility. And you did that in a Walmart checkout line buying Made in China because you were such a damn greedy fool. Mike, I just don't know how to fix it. And I'm sorry you got me worked up. I'm telling people straight up, if you carry a dollar to Walmart, you're a traitor to your nation. You're a traitor to your children. You just killed your hometown. There is nothing productive that we can gain from you. But, Mike, that's who we have, brother. All we have are these non-productive feeders who are just trying to figure out how to get on the damn government dole and run their money down to Walmart to buy Made in China, blah, blah. You know, it goes on and on. It's reciprocal. Do you know if EBT were killed, Walmart profits would diminish by 70%? That is how far they're supported. It's true. That's how far they are supported. I think the last statistic I've seen was 70% of Walmart shoppers carry an EBT card in there. None of them working. None of them doing anything productive, Mike. And there's no stopping it. And of course, they're going to tax us to damn death all the way to hell. You know, the Waltons will, the Clintons will. I mean, the money all flows uphill. I'm going to get off here,
I'm just
exhausted by this, dude. Nobody will stop. I mean, we are like on a downhill train ride to hell, and nobody cares, you know?
Okay, but there's a missing component, and this is why I think it's coming to an end. There's no new money coming into the system.
No, there's not. It's not money, Mike. They just print this shit. It's not money, dude. I mean, there hasn't been money. There hasn't been money for years.
Calm down. Take a deep breath. The problem is in our current system, the money is all concentrated at the very top. It's not getting recycled back down to the bottom. I mean, it really appalls me seeing all of these corporate executives, you know, screaming about, you know, raising the minimum wage and what a disaster it will be. No, it's not going to be a disaster. It's going to put more money into the workers' pockets so they can start going back to the retail establishments and buying stuff and get that consumer economy going again. Unfortunately, I guess one of the symptoms of being a money junkie is a total obsessive fixation on your own wealth and a complete disregard for how it's affecting anybody else. And you would think back to John Nash's doctoral dissertation, which basically said being greedy just for yourself does not, in fact, actually improve the system as a whole, which was what Adam Smith was all about. But the money junkies want to go on listening to Adam Smith because it allows them to feel good about the fact that they're out of control money junkies.
Dude, they don't care, man. That's the deal. We are dealing with demons. These people, they would begrudge that 30 cents that you made extra an hour, and they're going to come after it so they can have their $40 million parachute. We don't have anything that is defending the interests of people, and it's so pathetic. I mean, it's gone so far down this rabbit hole now, and people have done it, they were conned. Okay, so you got led down the rabbit hole. Somebody threw some Fruit Loops out, on the way to the bear trap. Well, guess what? Here we are. If the only chance that we have of getting out of this if our people now will suddenly grow some common sense, shop locally owned, buy American made every chance you can, and keep your money out of these corporations that have owned your government, that do own your government, that own your press, that lie to you incessantly, nonstop. Do not ever carry a dollar to those corporate thieves. And even then, Mike, we're probably still dead, because who's hearing us? Who's listening? We're talking about 400 million people. What do we got? 20,000 people listening? Maybe one of them going to stay out of Walmart, We accomplished nothing. And
I disagree. I mean, I wouldn't have stayed with us a quarter of a century if I didn't think I was accomplishing something.
Brother, you're a demon. You're fighting. And I love you. I love you for that. You got to know I love you for that. And I'm not trying to discourage you, but I am a realist because I fought this my whole life. I met Hillary in 1984 in the Walmart headquarters. Sorry, Mike. I just dropped something here. I fought this all my life. Sam Walton recruited me out of high school. I met Hillary in 1984 in the Walmart headquarters. I've told you this story. I sacrificed and spent my life in 2007 to beat her, when the internet come out. The internet was a great thing, MySpace, that was kind of cool. We beat Hillary in 2007. It cost me my home, Mike. It cost me my livelihood. Still today, I am blacklisted, right? You know, I can't work for these corporations, you know? But everybody steps up there. And this is what kills me. You know, I'm glad you're letting me talk, Mike, because I love you and I love your audience. This is what kills me. Every Sunday, the churches empty out and run to Walmart with their pastor to buy made in China. Now, what did they learn? What did they learn during that service that allowed them to go destroy their hometown? What message was it that their pastor gave them that allowed them permission to destroy the future of liberty for all of mankind when you carry your dollar there? Dude, I mean, liberty, this is a very unique experience. It's a finite thing, you know, gone in a second. Here they
go. I need to cut in here. I need to cut in here because, you know, you're talking about Walmart.
I'm mad about it.
Well, Dave, I need you to let me make a point here because somebody just emailed in an observation here that, yes, you go into a Walmart, nothing in the clothing department made in the USA, appliances not made in America. But if you go to another store like Target or Kmart, it's exactly the same thing. None of
it
these
is.
Big box stores are carrying U.S.
products. No, you're right. No, Mike. You know, I mean, I said Walmart because that's where I come up. You know, they were the number one. Walmart had the first overseas buying office of any American corporation in 1982. They started flooding the stores. What Walmart did was, was genius, you'll find the word for it. I don't know. Very insidious. I mean, what Walmart did is they went into where no one was. They went into the rural communities. Now, how did Sam know to do that? I've got my idea about it. They went into rural communities. They made deals with all these towns. And initially, as you will remember, they always located just outside the city limits. Well, then the city limits would expand, and they'd move again. Remember that? You know?
Yes.
Right. But what Walmart did was that they flooded rural America with, at the time, in the mid-80s, said made in Taiwan. You would peel the label, it was made in China. All along, they knew it. Walmart...
Well, no, that was part of the political disagreement. Hang on. That was part of the political disagreement between China and Taiwan, where China insists that products made in Taiwan say made in China. We're going through that whole thing again. Anyway, Dave, I'm going to have to let you go. We're coming up here on a commercial, and I understand your anger and your rage.
Folks, please support RBN. Yeah, well, Matt, what do you want? I'm not going to be pissed off. Come on. Folks, please support RBN and stay out of Walmart. Thank you. I love you, Mike.
All right. Well, thank you for the phone call, Dave. We're going to let you go. But again, to be fair, it's not just Walmart. It's all the big box stores.
Walmart built the road, brother. Walmart built the road. Everybody had to go down or you were going to go out of business as Sears, as JCPenney's. Yeah. Walmart built this road. And Walmart shoppers are the plague of liberty. I'm done.
All right, because, again, if you go into a Sears, they carry the same products. Made in China, made in Hungary,
right.
Made in places around
the world. Right. Find a Sears. Dude, they all went where the Clintons drove them. This has been the Clinton bus. We've seen this go down. This is the Walmart Arkansas Mafia. But you know I'm right. I mean,
I got to
take
a break for commercials. All right. Thank you very much for the phone call. We'll be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Now, normally on this program, we have a rule, one call per caller per day. But apparently, Dustin in New Jersey wants to respond to Dave, so we're going to put him on the air here. Dustin, welcome back to the show. What do you want to say?
Mike, Dave's totally wrong. Like, he's calling anybody who goes to Walmart, like, against Liberty. That's all we got left is Walmart. Where are we going to go? To the shopping malls where they charge five times the price? The reason why the malls are closed is because people don't have the money to shop in the malls. Not only because the malls are over-expensive because they got to pay the rent there, but this is all we got left. And this is all we got left because your government sold this country out. It's not China's fault. Mike, you know Jim Rogers, the economist, he goes... There's a saying he had. He said, in America, they ask how many weeks vacation we get. In China, they go, how many days a week can I come to work? There's a difference now. The roles have been changed. There's no repairing this. China is a manufacturing hub for the world, like it or not. iPhones are not coming back here to be made because nobody will be able to afford them, to buy them, right? At this point.
You know? I think it's more we don't know how to make them.
Yeah, I mean, it's that we don't have the factories are all rusted out. They got asbestos filled. It's too expensive to clean them up, right? They got to pay to clean them up. The asbestos got to get out. It costs more to build a new factory, and they're not because they're buying their own stock back. So don't blame the Chinese. It's just a manufacturing hub for the world now. because the world has changed.
Yeah, and if you want somebody to blame, go back to 30 years ago when all these corporate CEOs in the retail establishment who had come up through the MBA program and didn't have an emotional connection with the process of actually making the product. And they all said, well, we'll just let it get manufactured overseas and we'll bring it back here and we'll sell it and we'll make a lot of money. And they did. And that began the process. And there were voices who stood up and said, this is wrong in the long term because we're not protecting Americans' jobs and it will dead end. And they were warning about the trade imbalance, which has become a huge, huge problem. The leadership at that time, like now, they were in the pockets of the big corporations, and they said, yeah, go ahead and do it. It's okay. It's not going to be my problem when it finally starts to fall apart.
It's not only Walmart. You go to Target. Everything's made in China, too. Wherever you go, you can't single out Walmart because China is a manufacturing hub for the world. You go to Europe. Find a store that hasn't have anything made in China. You're not going to. So to say Walmart's to buy, I mean, that's all I can afford is Walmart, I have to say. I mean, I'm not a rich person. You know, I mean, this is we're at the bottom of the barrel in this country, and I don't think it's coming back. I really don't. You had a caller said it's not coming back. You know, your grandkids
We're going to have to go through a collapse. We're going to have to go through a collapse.
Yeah, and that's all I want to say, Mike. Like, your great-grandkids and your grandkids are in for a tough time. That's all I got to say. But just don't blame somebody else in another country, you know, for our own faults. You know, I mean, Americans wanted cheap products also, so we're part culpable in this. But you can't have your cake and eat it too, right, Mike? Like, there's a partial blame to go around everywhere. So just don't blame everybody. You know, like I said, I can't afford to go to Saks Fifth Avenue, you know, and then the mall that charges way more price, you know. And even in the mall, it's made in China. I hate to tell you that, but, you know, I mean, that's the fact. You know, China is a manufacturer hub. They make cheap products and good products, depending on what your American companies or British companies or any companies want to make. If you want a cheap widget, they'll make a cheap widget. If you want an expensive widget, they'll make an expensive widget. But I just don't like to blame certain groups of people, except for the money junkies and the politicians that caused this problem. But, Mike, this can actually maybe be, I don't know if it can be fixed totally, but maybe if we have, like, a fair, it would basically be, we'd have to not become an empire anymore, I think. You know, it'd have to be back to original America. You either can have America or an empire. You can't have both at this point.
You're absolutely right. And, you know, our political leadership has been leaning toward empire for a very, very long time, for, 20 years, I guess. And even then, even before that, couldn't avoid messing around with other people's countries. But it is obviously an empire in decline. And it's just looking for a place to fall down. And our best hope is that it not lash out at the rest of the world with nuclear weapons in its death throes, which is a real possibility.
All right, thanks, Mike. Yeah, I just don't like to throw other, make to just insinuate other countries are to blame. They're not. We're our own destiny.
China just makes products and they sell them to importers. And it was the importers who made the decision to favor those Chinese manufacturers over the local domestically produced American brand. Now, back then, when our factories were still pretty much in operation, that would have been a good time for tariffs. But somebody said, no, we're going to make much more money without the tariffs. And it was just a string of one bad decision after the other, always motivated by immediate greed. And nobody was thinking long term, what's best for the country as a whole. Nobody maintained the overview. It was always how much can we make before the next quarter? Anyway, Dustin, we're going to let you go. We're going to take another break for commercials. We've got another caller waiting on the line. And we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Mm-hmm. So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to go back to the phones here. Rich in Oklahoma, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I just wanted to say thanks for what you do. I really get upset with myself when I don't catch you. In response to your friend there from, I think his name was Dave.
Yes.
I think what we forget, this thing where we lost our retail and our manufacturing is because we did it. You did it. I did it. We did it together by doing nothing. And the only thing that's left is to come up with a remedial way to fix it. And what I do, I get together with friends and go to government liquidation auctions on army bases because they are not allowed to do foreign things. Some military contracts require things to be made in the USA. And a lot of times those are going to be veteran-owned businesses, minority and women-owned businesses. So we have to get together because our purchasing power isn't what it was, thanks to these people printing too many dollars without paper. That's the other thing. One last thing. I remember when BMW wanted to sell inside the U.S. and they wanted to build a factory in one of the Carolinas, and they did it. But they couldn't find people that knew general math. They couldn't find people that work with their hands because our education system is so bent on being victims and being social this and social that on top of not being able to talk to each other without a phone, Johnny can't read without Google Classroom. You know, the people that can read a dictionary on paper know Wikipedia cannot edit that. That's why I keep a couple of dictionaries. That's why I go to pawn shops and look for Made in USA Craftsman at a discount. You have to change with the times so that it doesn't happen again. And it's a small step, but if we're smart enough to know better, and we could constitute 2, 3, 4% of our population, we could still make a difference. Will it be what we had? Probably not. But at least we're doing something besides pointing fingers at Walmart.
Well, definitely we need to be doing something. And the problem that you're talking about, it's present today. America's public education system is so totally focused on indoctrination and global warming, and colleges are focused on art history major. Our kids, they don't have the skills to compete in a manufacturing world. And this attitude that we don't need to make our own products has infected our entire society, where we collectively feel like we're above that somehow. And it was the exact opposite when I was a kid. When I was a kid, you know, you took pride in the fact that you could lay pipe and do wiring and do basic carpentry, and you could make things for your home. And today it's actively discouraged. You know, oh, no, you don't want to make the chair. You go down to the store and you buy one. It's pre-made for you.
Well, 20 years ago, Jiffy Lube did not exist. You didn't take your car and have somebody else swap your oil because you didn't know what you were doing, and people would see that. There was a certain part of responsibility, you know? You just didn't have to have help with certain things. Now, well, if it isn't right, I'm going to throw it away and get another one.
Yeah, that is a big problem. You'd think the environmentalists would be on top of that one. Cars 20 years ago were very different. They were designed and built to be easy for the owner to work on. But today's cars, with all the computerization, you have to literally go to a certified mechanic who will plug in his computer to find out what's going on and work on your car. I remember when we still had the Xterra, and it developed a little bit of a leak around one of the valve covers. And I said, okay, no problem. I'll go get a valve cover. And then I found out that on that particular engine, the head gasket and the valve covers were all one piece. And in order to fix the leak on the valve cover, you literally had to pull the entire manifold off the top of the engine and replace the head gasket. They're designed to be quick to assemble, inexpensive to assemble, but what you get is something that is not easy for the end owner to work on.
Yeah, especially when you got robots throwing it together for you.
Yes.
Yep. Well, again, thanks for what you do, Mike, and don't quit.
Nope, not planning to.
Take care.
All right, thank you for the phone call. We're going to switch over to John in Austin. John, thank you for waiting patiently, and what's on your mind?
Oh, Mike, it just so happens I was listening to a guy last night talking about foreign trade zones here in the U.S., and I Googled it when I got up this morning, and apparently there are foreign trade zones in every state in the country. There's literally hundreds of them. So I just looked up something here a few minutes ago while I was waiting to get on, and I'll just quickly read you a sentence here. It says, merchandise of every description may be held in the foreign trade zone without being subject to customs duties or other added value taxes. So that's how your manufacturing is getting screwed. And if I could just add, when I was a young man, I grew up working in the textile industry. I used to work in factories that made clothing for all the high street stores. And in the mid to late 70s, we started being affected by imports from the Far East, Hong Kong in particular. And what ended up happening was eventually I took a job out in the Philippines, and I discovered out there that all the people that used to manufacture in Britain were now manufacturing out in the Far East because it was so much cheaper for them. I used to get paid, I was a manager, and I think I got paid the equivalent of about $1,500 a month. Now, your average in fact, every factory worker working there, they were paid $5. So all these manufacturing companies, just their profits just went through the roof. And, of course, all the folks who used to work in that industry back home, well, they were on the dole. So,
yep.
Simple as that. If people Google foreign trade zones, it's very explanatory.
Yeah, we have one down here in Honolulu, right next to the harbor.
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't know what Mr. Trump's going to do about them, but I just thought when he was talking the other week there, I had to laugh when he was talking about putting tariffs on aluminum. I thought, well, that's not going to affect Britain because we produce aluminium. So we might skip by his ban on that. I'm kidding, of course. We haven't produced steel in 30 years back there, so I don't know. All right, that's all I got.
All right, well, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. And getting on back to the news here, we're talking about computers and computer technology. Another little warning, this one from Natural News, that these new modern electronic devices that respond to natural speech are basically listening to you and probably all the time. Now, they're listening for a word that will activate them. But obviously, in order to hear that word, they're listening to everything that is being said. Given the recent scandal with Facebook sharing data with all these other 52-odd companies, there is a concern that these devices do represent a hole through your privacy that you need to be aware of. Now, the devices are very convenient, but if there's something that you're going to be talking about that must be kept secret, you've got to leave your electronic devices somewhere else. Maybe even have a Faraday cage in the house that you can put it all into. Now, Comcast has started throttling mobile video, and they've announced they're going to charge extra for high-def streams. Now, Comcast resells Verizon Wireless Service, limits video and hotspot speed. So we're back to this old model of paying more for less service and product. Now, if you're an Android smartphone user, there is an app distributed through the Google Play Store called Advanced Battery Saver. And apparently, it is not a battery saver. It is a hoax. It is malware designed to steal your location, phone numbers, and text messages. All right, we're going to take another phone call here. Fred in Michigan, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, man, thanks for disclosing that. I do have Android. And yes, there is this, what is it called? Ultra
Advanced Battery. Hang on a second. Let me get back to it. It's called Advanced Battery Saver.
Okay, yeah. On my screen, it's got smart power and it's got ultra power saving mode. And I often thought, gee, it doesn't seem to be working very well. Now I know why. Because I've never used
Well,
GPS
again, this one is specifically called Advanced Battery Saver. So
okay.
The others you have that have similar names may or may not be malware, but the one that you got to look for is Advanced Battery Saver. There's a lot of malware out there, and they're getting into Google Play Store. They're getting into iTunes, and it's like nobody is really caring anymore that it's a problem.
And, you know, Mike, this is explained by that Jeremy. It's either Jeremy Roth Cushell or Jeremy Cushell Roth and his crew at Telpiat Talk.com, you know, and he says, look, since they started outsourcing the high-tech industry to Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, there's even an exclusive area called Telpiat. It's, believe it or not, a geographic area known as Telpiat. And they even revealed that there's a bunch of Russian Jewish people that are big time involved with that. But they said all the back doors, you know, the Intel, the Microsoft, It's all been outsourced over there. And they have even really top secret embedded systems. And, man, it just blows my mind how insidiously corrupt this really all is.
Yep.
So, you know, John, I want to thank John. I never heard of international trade zones, man. But, man, that sure explains a lot. And, you know, I remember Stan Monteith. Did you ever hear Stan Monteith out of Santa Cruz? He was a retired orthopedic surgeon. And he had a broadcast called Radio Liberty. Okay, well, he was broadcasting out of his own house 5 nights a week. And he interviewed a guy by the name of Gus Belzer. Gus Belzer. You know, that guy Richard Belzer? I think he might be a relative, but...
Yeah.
Now, Gus Belzer was the head of West Coast sales operations for GM. And sometime in the mid to late 60s, he was visited by an entourage of what he called Israeli Americans. And he wrote a book. I wish I could remember the name. But anyway, he ultimately learned that it was AIPAC folks showing up and telling him that if he wanted to stay in business and retain his position, he would have to agree to extraordinary concessions, competitive concessions to foreign auto companies. And, you know, so I guess after a couple of years of experiencing that, he couldn't take it anymore. So he wrote this book hoping to expose it all. So I remember, Mike, I don't know if I brought this up, on YouTube, it might have been Alan Sobrowski, I don't know, but it's called AIPAC, What Treason Looks Like. AIPAC, What
Yes, I've Treason seen that. Looks Like.
And then... Yep. The other one that blew me away, and even John, in his broadcast, you know, after the election, he ran through a list of Trump's high-level folks, cabinet people and financiers, and it's called Trump is the Swamp, Trump's Elite Jewish Mafia. Trump is the Swamp, Trump's Elite Jewish Mafia. And they're all Talmudic. They're all Talmudic Jews. And then 2 years ago, Mike, on Coast to Coast AM on a Sunday night, you know, a really brilliant, eloquent, soft-spoken Christian guy who authored a book called The Evolution Delusion, The Evolution Delusion, and he proves, like, the pit-down man and other stuff like that is all manufactured fraud. The theory of evolution might as well be the theory of Swiss cheese. Well, a guy by the name of Mark in Las Vegas calls in. They give him 8 minutes of airtime before the bottom of the hour break. Then they give him another 8 minutes after. And all this guy did, Mike, is go, you know, vociferously attack this guy who, you know, scholarly presented highly unimpeachable, irrefutable evidentiary proof to prove that the theory of evolution might as well be the theory of Swiss cheese. And Mark in Las Vegas...
Well, let's back up here a little bit. Let's back up here a little bit, because it's true that the Piltdown man was a fraud and a hoax, but one fraud and one hoax does not negate the entire theory of evolution, which is backed up with DNA evidence and fossils and so forth.
Well, that's where his book comes in, because I can't recall all the data, Mike. People would just have to get the book through their library, called The Evolution Delusion, The Evolution Delusion, Bo Kirkwood. But this guy, Mark in Las Vegas, proudly described himself, just like Gus Belzer said, you know, these Israeli fellows show up with those, you know, those beanies on their heads and all that. Well, Mark in Las Vegas proudly described himself as a preeminent Talmudic Jew, one of God's chosen few, and he said, as such, we and only we, his words, we and only we possess the necessary brain power, words to that effect, to ascertain and convey all authentic, valid knowledge. And so I'm thinking, oh, okay, that's why Russ, or who is that guy, Ray Kurzweil, and if you haven't seen it, Mike, there's a, oh, man, it's called Hegelian Artilectic. Hegelian. You know how to spell that, Hegelian, yes. Artalectic. It's on YouTube. They interview several university professors, et cetera, one of whom is a woman, Susan Schneider, from the University of Connecticut. And you got to see it with your own. You got to see the expression and hear the
Fred,
words.
You got to sum up. You've got about 20
right
seconds.
Now, the human race has reached the pinnacle of its evolutionary progression, and we now must merge with silicon robots. We must now become cyborgs if we entertain the remote possibility of continuing our existence.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. We got to take another break for commercials. We'll be back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, last segment of our program today. And obviously, a lot of today's talking points will roll over into tomorrow and Independence Day. Ransomware, of course, is a major problem. We were talking just yesterday about how ransomware shut down computer systems for hospitals in Great Britain. which is placing patients' lives at risk. So last year you had WannaCry, Petya, not Petya, then Bad Rabbit. And the warnings are going on out now that this year the ransomware problem has not gone away. It's just a lot sneakier. And apparently somebody on the dark web is now actually selling ransomware as a service, where they will let you use their tools and apparently split the ill-gotten gain, which to me makes it sound like this is organized crime. Okay, Cyber Command is getting ready to acquire a new weapon. They're calling it the Unified Platform, which sounds really scary. But apparently it is a new large system that is going to allow U.S. Cyber Command to conduct cyber operations. And they're saying it's critical to national security. Of course, if you talk to anybody in the military, everything they're doing is critical to national security. Now, I love this next story. This is about, we've been talking about things in Mexico are not good between the drug lords and the corruption and everything. There's one bright spot. The town of Sharon, was once plagued by people claiming the right to rule over them, and now they live peaceful lives free of violence. This town of 20,000 people in Mexico decided to take matters into their own hands. They kicked out the politicians, the cops, and the criminals, and they're running now a completely voluntary society, and everything is great. So there's an object lesson for you. If you want to know why things are going bad, it's the politicians. Now, down in Broward County, Sheriff Scott Israel made a name for himself during the Parkland shooting and, of course, was out there pushing for gun control, gun control, gun control. And apparently needed to deflect away from all the errors his department had made before and during the shooting, like just standing there waiting for the kids to get killed. Well, he lost a vote of confidence by his police union, and now he's being let go. He's lost his job, which I think is a good thing here. Now, the other day we were talking about these schools in Great Britain that were forcing the boys to wear skirts as to not upset the trannies. And I guess that got a negative reaction because they've gone the other way. And they're saying everybody's wearing slacks. Girls are banned from wearing skirts at 40 secondaries across England as schools opt for gender-neutral uniforms to cater to those poor transgender pupils. All right, there's the music. Time for me to get on out of here, get something useful done with the rest of the day. Please stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got a lot of exciting things to share with you. Please take what you learn here, share it with everyone that you know, email, phone call, face-to-face, bring back the art of the conversation, and we'll be back here tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.